If Jesus comes tomorrow to spend some time with you,
would you answer all his questions or lie to hide the truth?
Would you welcome him with open arms, or even let him in? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then?
If Jesus calls your number, could you leave today?
Are you ready to lay down your worldly goods and walk away?
Would it take a month of Sundays just to tell him of your sin?
If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then?
If the sky turns black at midnight, in the middle of the day,
and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way,
would you have to beg forgiveness or reach out and take his hand?
If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of the day, and somehow you knew that Jesus also soon go his way, you have to beg forgiveness or reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of the day, and somehow you knew Jesus will soon be on his way, would you have to beg forgiveness or reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then?
If Jesus comes tomorrow, what preparation have you made? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Once again, this is your brother Paul coming to you live on my Facebook page, and also some are going to take me from YouTube, also Spotify, Radio Republic, and sometimes people are taking me from WhatsApp, which is just the audio. Tonight, you're going to talk about the judgment, something that many people don't want to hear it. You understand? Something that makes some people uncomfortable when you are talking about a judgment. So most people do not want to teach or preach about the judgment day. Are you one of those who don't believe there will be judgment? Are you one of those who think God is forgiving and merciful, so there is no way that he is going to punish the wrongdoers? Or do you believe that there is life after this? You know, there's life after death. Or you think life is all there is. There is nothing coming after you die? You see, these are pertinent questions that need to be answered. People are sometimes confused and they don't know what is ahead of them, especially when they talk of the judgment. People will say, well, I know the judgment is coming, but I will go to heaven. You hardly hear people saying, I'm going to hell. But sometimes you ask yourself, people who are saying they are going to heaven, what is the life that they are leading? Question mark. Or you think you can just say that I'm going to heaven and you go. It doesn't work like that. Now those who don't or find it difficult to believe that there is a judgment or resurrection, listen to what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 13. And I read from the scripture, read from ESV. It says, but if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sin. And this is the Apostle Paul saying this to Christians. Those who are saying there's no resurrection, Paul is saying that if you think like that, then what we are implying here is that Jesus Christ was not raised. And if that is the case, then our faith is futile and we are still in our sins, because it's through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ that gave us the hope and also, you know, just motivated Christians to, you know, have the hope that if we die, we also be raised. So, the first place, the scripture says there is resurrection. But the question is, if you raise up or if you rise up, the question is, what follows then? What follows? Now, if you read verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 15, it says that if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people the most to be pitied. So those people who are saying that this is all there is in this life, that means there is no life after death. Paul says, if our hope is in this life only, then we are the most people to be pitied. Probably you will ask a question why we always preach the gospel to the world and ask people to repent and become Christians. It's because we believe that there's a coming judgment. Jesus Christ is coming at the second time. And this time, he's not going to go on the cross, but he's coming to pronounce judgment for us. As I always say, the Almighty God has given man the power of choice. So your choice is in your hands. Therefore, he does not force anyone to worship him. God will never force anyone to worship him. In fact, God is bigger than that, forcing people to worship me. Do you remember what Jesus said to the Pharisees or the Jews? He said, even if you refuse to sing praises to me, God can, you know, raise up these stones and they will sing hallelujah chorus to me or for me. So, God has not forced anyone. When we preach to you to repent, we are not forcing you. It is in your choice. But what we are trying to do is that we have seen there's a coming judgment. And we want to warn you, my brother. That is what we are doing. So, it is in your hands to accept what we are saying or not. So God does not force anyone. But if you choose to accept him, if you choose to believe that God exists and he deserves all your worship, then there are some written instructions that you must follow in order to receive everlasting reward on the judgment day. Whether we like it or not, the day will come. Whether we accept him or not, there is appointed day for all humanity to appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account. The day of reckoning is surely to come. You see, we have many scriptural passages that are clear about this. But for the time's sake, I just want us to read only two or three passages from here. Now, let's quickly jump to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. There, I read from the ESV. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." And this is what many people don't want to hear it. Whether you accept this or not, a time is coming that we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. We are going to give an account for what we have done with our body on this earth, because God made you, he made your body, and the body belongs to him. So whatever you do with your body, remember you have somebody that you are going to account for. Now, if we quickly also go back to Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31. The scripture says, "There's a time of ignorance, and this time of ignorance God overlooked. But now he commands all people everywhere in the world to repent." Why? Verse 31 says, "Because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And this is the man, Jesus Christ. And of this, he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Now, God raising Jesus from the dead means that you will one day be raised. Whether you are a sinner, whether you are a righteous person, the scripture says in John that all that are in the tomb will one day hear his voice and raise up. So there's a day that we are all going to, the living and the dead, we are all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You see, these two passages that we have read are clear that there will be a judgment day. So those who think this is a deceiving story must reason again. And those who also believe it is not the character of the loving and the merciful God to punish the ungodly, you are making a mistake, because God is a just God. And he will give you what you deserve. And that is why he's saying that there was a time of ignorance. That time God overlooked. But now that you know that your brother Paul is telling that there's going to be a judgment, you have to repent, because that day will surely come. Those who believe that there will be a judgment, like myself, we always ensure we follow the instruction given in the scripture, because we don't want to lose our position in the heaven. And that is why we take our time to also come to your door with these messages, so that you will also listen to this good news, change your way, so that you also don't lose your position in heaven. Now, let me tell you, it's never God's intention to punish or destroy any a person in eternity. No, that is not the character of God. But remember, he's a just God also. You know, God loves his creation, especially the man that he has made in his own image. God loves us so much. And that is why he's done everything possible to just deliver us from this coming destruction, which is the judgment day, where the evil person, the ungodly, and those, some people, they are not evil, but they refuse to acknowledge the living God. And unfortunately, they will be added to the ungodly. You see, the thought of judgment only came after the fall of man into sin. And this is because God cannot stay with sin. And therefore, in order to separate the evil, right? Oh, the evil from the good, there was the need to purge out sin from among those who will inherit heaven. And because of this, the day of judgment was announced. You see, God is justice and impartial. According to Colossians chapter 3, verse 25, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done. God will never forgive the wrongdoer. The time that God will forgive you is now that you are alive and our Lord has not returned. Tomorrow, you may be dead and gone, and there is nothing you can do about your life anymore. If Jesus knocks your door, if Jesus calls your number, are you ready to listen to him? Or you say, wait a little, Jesus, I'm not ready. The judgment day is ready to come and is fast approaching. I don't know that day, neither you also know that day, but it will surely come. Whether we are alive or we are dead and gone, the judgment day will surely come. So my brother, it is not too late to make changes to your life. God does not want you to stay in this present situation where you are engulfed with sin. My sister, God does not want you to die in your sins, because it will be horrible for you if you don't repent and die in your sin. You see, when you read from Psalm 5, verse 4 and 5, when you read from the New King James Version, it says that God does not take pleasure in wickedness, not at all, nor shall evil dwell with him. The boastful shall stand in God's sight, and the hate of workers of iniquity. So that is our God. He cannot stay with sin. So there is the need to purge, you know, the evil from the good. And that is why the judgment day is coming, a day of separation, where God is going to separate the evil from the good, so that the good people, the righteous people, will inherit heaven forever. And those who are evil people will face torment forever. My brother, my sister, probably you are not evil people, just that you are becoming obedient to God's word to accept him. There are people who are doing criminality. You may not find yourself in that, but because your heart is so hardened that you don't want to accept God, you want to believe that God exists, you'll be counted among the evil people. And that is so sad. Maybe you do a lot of things, but you still don't believe that God exists. The thing is, what about if God exists? To confirm my belief, what are you going to do? Now, if it happened that God does not exist, I do not lose anything. I do not lose anything. If God does not exist, it means this life, this is all there is. When I die, I'm gone, and I'm gone forever. And you also. But if it happened that, you see, God exists as I believe, then you will find yourself in trouble. Because you did not believe in God, you're going to be added to the evil people and be destroyed. Think about that. Think about that. You see, the scripture says the wages of sin is death. Even though the wages of sin is death, God does not want everyone to suffer this death, but to continue to have good relationship with man through eternity. God wants to have better relationship with humans that he has created. But what he cannot, you know, stay with is sin. So if you're human, God wants you to rid yourself from evil things so that you can come to him. And that is why the judgment day is coming. Because God wants to live with man forever. But he wants to live with people who have not sinned, who are not evil. So there is the need for the judgment to come so that there can be that kind of separation. Because the wages of sin is death. And when I say death, I'm not talking about the physical death that you know. This is everlasting separation that you're going to have with God. Because the wages of sin is death. And that is so fearful. God has done everything possible on his part to prevent man from facing this kind of torment. So it is up to you, my brother or my sister. It is up to you to choose life instead of death. Two things going to happen. Either you choose life or you choose death. Like happened in the Garden of Eden. There was tree of life, there was tree of death. Adam and Eve were given the choice. But they chose the tree that will bring death to them. My brother, my sister, the choice is with you. You either choose life or death. Judgment is coming. Think about it, my brother. You are not so evil to sit down just to deny God and be counted among the evil people. You don't steal. You don't do all these kind of evil things in society. But you fail to recognize God. And therefore, you are going to be punished among the evil one. I'm so sorry for you, my brother. It is time that you changed your heart. The Hebrew writer says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Now, when you read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 downwards, you know, it says, For if we go unwillfully and deliberately sinning after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no longer remains any sacrifice, but a kind of awful and terrifying expectation of judgment. If we continue to sin after hearing this, there's no longer remain. What? There is no longer remain sacrifice. Jesus is not coming to die for you anymore. But what is left for you is a terrifying expectation of judgment and a fury of fire and the burning wrath which will consume the adversary. My brother, the time has come for you to choose life so that you will receive life. I want us to stop here and we're going to continue this next week. Judgment is coming, my brother. Judgment is coming, my sister. Whether you believe in God or not, the day will surely come. But I don't want you to be so naive, to sit down, to deny God and face this. Because if I stand by your side to say that there is no God and I die and there is no God, I don't lose anything, as I said. But then what about if there is God? And we are saying that if there is God, then there is everlasting punishment also. Think about that. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. As some people think, because we have said God is coming back to judge humanity. But people think we are joking. Peter says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that anyone should perish, but all should come to repentance. My brother, think about this. We'll continue this next week. We're still discussing about judgment. That fast, this judgment is fast approaching. You have to do something about it. If you get time, please visit the Church of Christ. Church of Christ is everywhere in the world. They will help you to prepare yourself so that when the day comes, you will be victorious. Once again, I'm your brother Paul Offin. Please share this message to as many as you can so that we can all prepare ourselves and meet our Savior. God bless you that you always follow me. If you are watching me from YouTube, please subscribe to my channel so that anytime I come online, you'll be first to be notified. If you are watching it from Facebook, give me a thumb up and share with others too. And God will bless you. Judgment is coming. If Jesus calls your number, are you ready to answer him?